Thank you very much, Dr. Maurer. Good morning, NFB. How are you today? It is really great to see that this federation is still going strong, even after 70 years of battle for the rights of the visually impaired. The progress you've achieved in the last 70 years is huge, and I'm extremely proud that HumanWare has been part of this quest for independence, even if in a very modest way. I have been looking at NFB's work for the last 25 years, and I must say that I'm very impressed. Your leadership, your energy, your determination, your vision are great inspirations to all of us. You're simply the greatest organization of the blind in this world. Yeah. And I want to say happy 70th anniversary, NFB. It is really an honor and a privilege for me again this year to have the chance to talk to all of you for a few minutes. In fact, it is the seventh year in a row that I have had this privilege. And you know what? One could think that I've said it all about HumanWare and about the work we do, but I still have great news to share with you today. That must be because HumanWare is still a very innovative company, and I'm proud of that. I'm also glad that HumanWare could be a platinum sponsor for this convention again this year. Thank you. We are strong believers in what you do. We believe this convention is unique. We know the customers we meet here are the leaders of this community. After all these years, we are still here to listen and learn about how we can serve you better. So don't hesitate to come to our booth and talk to us about what you would like to see in our products and how we can improve our services. This year, as Dr. Maurer said, I will talk about the Apex. This is the latest generation of our very popular Braille note taker. The Apex is simply the best designed product we've ever built, and the closest design to a mainstream product we've ever did. It just looks great. So come and see it. So you'll see in a few. I'll say a few words about this new great Apex. And Dr. Maurer has asked me also to talk about other developments at HumanWare. So I'll talk about what's happening with some of our most popular products, the Stream and the Breeze. So first, you know, let's talk about the Apex. But before we do, I would like to share something important today with you. Today, July 7th, is my oldest son's birthday. Gabriel is turning 20 years old today, and he's somewhere in the Grand Canyon, in a campground in the Grand Canyon right now. And you know what? For the last 7 years, I've missed his birthday every single year because I've been here at this convention. So I thought that today we could do something special to make it up for him. I have Gabriel on my cell phone right now, so he's listening. He doesn't know what we're doing right now, but he's listening to it. And what I'd like is, at the count of three, I would like all of you to join me to wish him happy birthday, Gabriel. So if you are ready, we're going to go. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Gabriel. So did you hear that, Gabriel? So, yeah, I'm thinking he's going to remember all of his life that about 2,000 blind people have wished him a happy birthday on his 20th anniversary. So I want to share also that when I started VisuAid, which is now part of HumanWare, my son Gabriel was not even born. But the Braille Note was already alive and doing very well 20 years ago. In fact, that is 25 years ago that Keysoft was first created, and at that time it was installed on heavy laptops instead of a standalone Braille device. A little bit later came the Keynote Companion, which was really the ancestor of the Braille Note, which, as you know, the Braille Note appeared on the market in the year 2000. And it was in 2005 that we introduced the M-Power, the third generation of the Braille Note. And finally, in November of last year, we introduced the Apex, which is the fourth generation of this great product. I want to say that the original Braille Note was developed under the leadership of Russell Smith, who, as you've heard, sadly died in a plane accident 5 years ago. I know Russell would be extremely proud to see this fourth generation of the Braille Note, and we have to give him a lot of credit for his passion and his vision of what the Braille Note has become. But before I tell you more about the Apex, let me describe what the technology environment is and how we see the technology trends influence access to information for blind people. A few years ago, when I was asked what the next big thing would be, I was really struggling finding a new technology which would revolutionize access to information for blind people. If you look around and analyze the new products which have been introduced in the last few years in our industry or even in the mainstream, you'll find that there are no groundbreaking technologies which have really impacted our lives. We have seen more incremental improvements than revolutions. The trend that I see is more about the ability to put more power, more memory, more efficiency in a form factor that is more mobile. In fact, portability and connectivity have become the buzzwords in today's technology environment. As you know, and you know what? This is exactly what guided us in the design of the new Braille Note Apex. Sure, we included all the new gadgets like the built-in Wi-Fi and Bluetooth, high-capacity SD cards and thumb drive support, more memory and storage options, and the most up-to-date operating system. But more importantly, we came out with the thinnest and the lightest note taker on the market. In fact, let me tell you that the Apex is 1/8 the volume of the Empower and almost half its weight. Knowing what people who are blind have to carry around, I certainly believe the Apex is a great relief. The connectivity of the Apex is also unsurpassed. We are really following the trends of mainstream mobile computing with the Apex, which is the great product. Yes, we did improve the performance of the Braille Note, but we did maintain the ease of use and the exceptional ergonomics of the Braille Note. And just like the Stream, the Apex design is cool. It is great looking and mainstream-like. Now, let me give you an idea of the scope of this development project. First, Humanware invested over $2.5 million in the development of the Apex. This development was done over a period of 18 months and involved more than 45 employees, including electronic engineers, software developers, industrial designers, technical writers, professional and beta testers. On the electronic side, the Apex is composed of 6 circuit boards on which we find over 1,100 electronic parts. On the software side, KeySoft is made out of 300,000 lines of codes, and we fixed more than 1,000 bugs or issues during the development process. And that doesn't count the time and efforts we've spent on understanding your needs before we created the design of the Apex. So as you can see, the development of the Apex was a major undertaking at Humanware, and we trust that it is the best product for you. Now, we thought this year that it would be a good thing for you to hear directly from our customers what they have to say about their Apex. So please listen to this for a few minutes.
My name is Leslie Penko, and I am a social worker. I am very happy with my Breeze. With my recent relocation to Madison, Wisconsin, I knew nothing about the city, and I've been able to learn independently, get around the city, and learn it within 6 months of living here. So I've gained a significant amount of confidence and independence in a very short time.
This is Frank Welty from San Leandro, California. I am the Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs for the California Council of the Blind. Becker Breeze provides useful orientation information in a small and easy-to-use package.
My name is Anita Bonanno. I'm Administrative Assistant for Texas Medical Center. It makes me feel very comfortable, very confident that I can get out there and do any routes, you know, that are programmed into it that we've walked or put in there. It makes me feel like, well, I can go, you know, figure out, I can listen to it, make sure it's correct, and make sure I'm going the right direction. But it always just makes me feel more comfortable. It's like having an added person there, you know.
I'm Marty Honecker. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. You don't need any separate receiver. It's all built into the unit itself. You don't need to have that constant internet service that some of the phone packages have that have the GPS on them that you have to have a provider with. But with the Breeze, you just turn on the unit and it's available to you when you want it.
My name is Janie Kimber and I'm from Seattle, Washington. Those of us who are totally blind have experienced more than once the bus drivers don't always call out to stop. And so it's nice to have the Trekker Breeze because when you get on the bus, it will automatically turn on to vehicle mode. And and so it will call out the stop, you know, tell you where you are. And that's really nice. So you don't have to worry about some driver not announcing your stop.
As you have heard, this was not the testimonial about the Apex. I think Dr. Maurer played with the machine just before I came in, so that changed the... we'll skip this one when I come to the Breeze, but...
Apex Testimonials MP3.
Okay, this is the Apex, so let's listen to that for a few minutes. Sorry about that.
My name is Everett Bacon. I am an assistive technology specialist with the Division of Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired for the state of Utah. I have to go to a lot of meetings. I also do a lot of technology demonstrations. That Apex is handily right at my fingertips. I can take notes. I can perform emails. I can receive messages even when I'm in a meeting. So it allows me to be extremely functional as I'm out working in the general public.
My name is Camille Caffarelli. I'm founder and executive director of Horizons for the Blind. I love the Apex. I think it's a fantastic piece of equipment. It enables you to do the same things that sighted people are doing quickly and efficiently. I think that equality, if we're looking for equality, then we have to be able to compete totally competitively and equally in a work setting. And I think that the Apex really allows that to happen.
My name is Ted Lennox, and I am a retired teacher. It makes me a more effective, productive, and happy human being. And I'd like to add this. The customer support at HumanWare is outstanding. I cannot say enough positive things about them.
I am Jose Feliciano. I'm a singer, songwriter. But what I think of my Apex is it's the best thing since sliced bread. And like I say, it gets a blind person into the computer world. It means enough to me that I'm willing to go out and promote it for HumanWare.
So as you can see, even Jose Feliciano really loves his Apex, so that's great to hear. So our most popular model, the Apex 32 Cell, was released last November with Braille or QWERTY keyboard options. And last March, we introduced the Apex 18 Cells. And now the family is complete with the launch of the VoiceNote Apex, which we're introducing here at this convention. The VoiceNote Apex offers the same powerful features of the BrailleNote Apex, at a more affordable price, with the opportunity of adding a Braille display at a later time. Sure, the Apex is a great note taker, but because it is so thin and lightweight, more and more of our customers are using it as a Braille display as well. And with the Bluetooth wireless capabilities, the Apex can be used as a Braille output and input with smartphones and now even with the iPhone and the iPad. That is cool. This is opening, you know, great opportunities for blind people to access their favorite applications using Braille. At HumanWare, we put a lot of time and efforts understanding the needs of our customers and translating them into product features. We work closely with users of our products, very often with the NFB and the Jernigan Institute, to test and improve our concept. We believe this is the only way to build great products. We believe that understanding the little details regarding the needs of our customers gives us a great advantage, a competitive advantage. And we notice that you are recognizing the efforts we are doing. Indeed, the Apex is selling like hotcakes, which is really reassuring after the significant investment we have made. And to help you join the Apex family, we are now offering an attractive trade-in program for all existing BrailleNote and other competitive products. Just come to see us at our booth to learn more about these programs. And tomorrow night, at the banquet, one Apex 18 cells will be given away. This is a value of over $5,000, so make sure you come to our booth to enter the drawing and fill one card to get your name in. And now, let's talk about the stream for a few minutes. It seems like only yesterday when I stood before this assembly in 2007 to announce the launch of HumanWare's Victor Reader Stream. This is one of the most successful, rewarding, and fun projects we've ever worked on. Today marks the third anniversary of the stream. And don't worry, no, I won't ask you to sing happy anniversary to the stream. But I have to say that this third anniversary is a credit to the NFB who partnered with us to create this great product. However, the real credit goes to you, the stream community, composed today of more than 50,000 users who have embraced the stream as part of their everyday life. So that's great to know. And the stream has really changed the way blind people interact with information. In fact, when we designed the stream, we thought we were designing simply a digital talking book player. But the stream community has changed the way we think about the stream. It has really become a new category of products, more of an entertainment system than just a talking book player. People are using their stream for a number of amusing things. You are reading your preferred daily newspapers using the NFB Newsline in your pocket service. You listen to all kinds of music and even downloads from the iTunes. You listen to audio-described movies using the service from Serotech. You also download podcasts about technology, news, public affairs, and other information. And you even read internet pages on the go with your stream. As you see, the stream is much more now than a digital talking book player. It is really an invaluable, use anytime, go anywhere device that has become indispensable for all its users. Now, let's look at how the stream is evolving. In May, we released the free upgrade version 3.2 for both the Stream and Companion software. In addition, we announced the optional soft pack to give you access to even more content, more than a million unprotected EPUB books, Word DocSex document, iTunes music files, Audible's enhanced audiobooks, and a choice to record in MP3 or WAV format. As you know, together with your organization, we have been closely involved in the design of the NLS player. As you also know, NLS has started distributing these players to their patrons. Lately, we have introduced the Stream Library Edition to serve those NLS members who want mobility with their player but are not so good with computers. The Library Edition of the Stream offers just this in a very simple package to use. If you thought that the stream was too complex for you to use, now is the time to get the Library Edition. Another very important source of information are those books from RFBND, with whom we work very closely. Their books are often delivered on CD-ROMs. To make it simpler for you to use those books, we now have the Stream CD Edition, which lets you copy a book on a CD directly to your stream without the use of a computer. Also, in 2010, we have brought the stream to our friends in Portugal, Brazil, Belgium, Poland, and even Russia. And as I speak now, we are just testing a Japanese version to be followed by Chinese. Truly, the stream has become a global technology for all blind people. We appreciate your support of the stream over its short 3-year history, and we'll do our best to continue to enhance your investment in the future. And to recognize your support, we are having a drawing also tomorrow at the banquet for not one or two, but 3 streams. So again, make sure you come to our booth and fill your application for a stream. Now, just a few words about the Trekker Breeze. You've heard the testimonial at the beginning. As you know, the Breeze is a one-piece GPS device which lets you go around with confidence and independence. We just came out with a new version of the Breeze, which, among other things, lets you enter a point of interest as a destination, and it will automatically create a route and guide you to your destination. Nothing simpler than that. We get testimonies all the time from people who believe the Breeze has changed their lives, and you've listened to a few of them. In conclusion, I would like to reiterate Humanware's commitment to Braille. We keep investing in our Braille devices, and I'm sure I'll come back this year, if Dr. Maurer invites me again, with some great news about what we have done to improve Braille literacy for all. We are also committed to designing powerful and attractive products comparable to the mainstream devices. At Humanware, this is our commitment and this is our mission. And just a final comment, we strongly applaud the work that you do for the Blind Driver Challenge. I can see that all the efforts are being made to make this dream a reality, and we admire this. NFB is a great model for Humanware, and together I believe we can win this race for independence. Thank you very much for your attention.
Playing with the screen there.